Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The County Drug Task Force assisted the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency office from Salt Lake City with a marijuana investigation that targeted four men in the county who were allegedly growing, transporting, and selling marijuana in Utah. Two men have been arrested, 63-year-old Michael Stallings, following a search of his Willow Creek residence, and 32-year-old Paul Diller, after properties in McKinleyville and Fortuna connected with him were searched. One other man turned himself in, according to Lieutenant Wayne Hansen, who heads up the County Drug Task Force.
I got a phone call yesterday from the DEA agent out of Utah. Told me that a third suspect, Jedediah Morris, self-surrendered to the marshal's office in San Francisco yesterday on his indictment out of Salt Lake City. He lived in the Willow Creek area.
Over the past week, federal and local agents served search warrants connected with the four men and confiscated more than 1,400 marijuana plants, tens of thousands of dollars in cash, processed bud, numerous weapons, along with vehicles and trailers, some of which will be seized through asset forfeiture. Hansen said the investigation is not over.
It's a possibility. I would never confirm or deny, but that's always a distinct possibility because the investigation is ongoing.
One other man, Tyler Cooper, is wanted in connection with the investigation. On Monday, sheriff's deputies in the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a property along Highway 36 in Bridgeville. Deputies found a large commercial grow consisting of both indoor and outdoor gardens and confiscated more than 1,100 plants, some of them already beginning to flower at the grow sites. Deputies contacted and then arrested 39-year-old Kelly Valentine, but due to jail overcrowding, Valentine was not booked, but instead issued a notice to appear on charges of cultivation, possession, and manufacturing marijuana. One other suspect has been identified, and an arrest warrant will be issued in their name. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating the suspected homicide after the body of an adult male was found in a remote area of Spy Rock Road near Laytonville on Monday. The victim appeared to have died as a result of a gunshot wound, and before responding to the scene after receiving a phone call, deputies interviewed the person who made the call. They reported that they had received an anonymous call telling them that a relative had been shot, and that led investigators to Spy Rock Road. Detectives learned that the victim had been camping in the area while tending an outdoor marijuana grow, and his body was found near freshly cut marijuana plants. An autopsy has been scheduled, and anyone with information about the victim or how he died is asked to contact Mendocino authorities. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro issued a statement on Monday announcing that he has recognized Arcata's Fire and Light as the second district business of the year. Chesbro presented the award to John and Natalie McClurg at a California small business luncheon earlier this month and highlighted the fact that Fire and Light uses recycled materials throughout its production and distribution operations. The McClurgs took over Fire and Light in 1999 and vowed to create a sustainable business using recycled materials, and Chesbro said that the district is fortunate to have them based in Humboldt County. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In May, the Humboldt Bay and Arcata Fire Departments announced that they were working on a consolidation of resources in an effort to help both agencies cut costs. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods is in the middle of discussions, which are still in the early stages.
We've been in discussions with Arcata regarding joint chief services, Arcata contracting with us for chiefs. We've made proposals to them. They have not made a definite decision, but when we can combine our resources, it leads to cost savings.
Any consolidation between Arcata Fire and Humboldt Bay would involve a wide variety of changes, but Woods believes the two departments can consolidate to help both agencies.
Being able to combine our resources, Arcata has a great tradition of volunteers, and if we could, you know, put our volunteers together to utilize them most beneficial to us, put them in the most flexible places, really take advantage of what they have to offer, it's a win-win for all of us.
Woods also commented that consolidation would give the departments greater purchasing power when it comes to equipment and apparatus and could be a cost-saving move. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.